Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hey, I'm Jamie.
And I'm Justina.
And we're the hosts of Just So You Know, a podcast where we get to the bottom of suspicious stories and outright lies we're being told by companies that profit off of animals.
You think Elon Musk is shady? Wait until you hear our episode about his sinister brain experiments.
First he ruined Twitter, now he's coming for your actual brain.
No.
We've also got one about that time I stormed the runway at New York Fashion Week to protest Coach's leather handbags.
Yeah, I heard they weren't happy about that.
I couldn't tell you. They're not talking to me at the moment.
And we're just getting started. In the coming weeks, we're going to blow the lid off of everything from shady pet dealers to monkeys held hostage by coconut milk companies to the astonishing secret behind the "no animals were harmed" message you see at the end of movies.
And so much more. We'll hope you join us for this surprisingly fun journey full of strange characters, secretive companies, and a whole world of stuff they really don't want you to know.
Subscribe to Just So You Know wherever you get your podcasts and look for our new episodes every Thursday. Just So You Know is a PETA production.
If you like what you're hearing, why not try a StephCast subscription? Only $4.95 a month if you buy a year in advance. Go to stephaniemiller.com to find out how.
Oh, hi, Rockstar. Hi, it's Allison Gill of the Mueller, Sherrod and Daily Beans. Hi.
Hello, good morning.
Listen, you just said, did you see my tweet? I'm like, yes, I see every one of your tweets. And I like and retweet almost all of them. You said many were worried that Judge Cannon and Donald could delay the DOJ classified documents investigation for months. As it turns out, the delay lasted 16 days. Happy Saturday. That was happy clappy. And I retweeted.
Yeah.
I have said this before, Allison. We just had our shared hunk, Glenn Kirshner, on Friday. And I really do feel like justice is coming. And I don't know on which front and maybe all of them and when. But it certainly is, there is a lot, as you always point out, for all the people saying nothing's happening, a lot's been happening.
Yeah, quite. Particularly that the hammer that Tish James brought down in 222 pages of a lawsuit against Trump and his crotch goblins. And I'm exceedingly excited about that one, because that, honestly, I mean, if he gets indicted, yeah, he should be indicted. We need accountability. We need rule of law in this country. But, you know, he'll get like 3 to 8 years maybe. And because, you know, he doesn't have a criminal history, believe it or not. He doesn't have a rap sheet. And he probably won't go to jail. He'll probably like be on home confinement so he can continue to have a Secret Service. This New York Attorney General Tish James lawsuit is what will break him.
Yeah. I love, here's the part where it seems like he almost forgot Eric's name. Travis, is that?
Yes.
Yeah.
Rather than spending all of her time going after me and my family, Ivanka, think of it, Ivanka. Ivanka is a very good person. Don Jr., he's a good person. Eric.
Oh, that's it, Eric.
These are good people. This crazy radical leftist nut job, James, should be going after the killers, the gangbangers, drug dealers, and MS-13.
Okay. All right. Anyway, good on him for remembering Eric. I have to say that. But did he not sound rapey when he said Ivanka? He just
He was like,
he sounds creepy.
Like, chills, like, you, Ivanka. Yeah.
Yeah. He sounds like he had a little. Oh yeah. Think about it. Okay. Ew. So all right, Tish James. Can we just say? You had tweeted the ODNI has resumed its national security risk assessment of the classified documents obtained pursuant to the August 8th search of Mar-a-Lago. The risk assessment is inextricably linked to the criminal investigation. To me, that seems the most important one. I mean, you're right. Criminally, the Tish James thing is huge, but this really is our national security.
Yes. Now, criminally speaking and national security wise, the Mar-a-Lago documents investigation is the most important. But I was just talking about pure consequences, pure Schadenfreude joy consequences. I think we're going to get the most out of the Tish James lawsuit. But for our national security, no, it's definite. definitely the national security issue and the national security risk assessment that the ODNI is doing right now, that Judge Cannon and Donald Trump tried to stop or delay, which is bananas to me. And you know, by saying he can declassify things with his mind, what's worse, that the documents with human intelligence and a allies, potential allies, nuclear secrets and nuclear weapons readiness was out there and declassified for anyone to have, or that he had them and they were classified and stolen? I mean, who cares if he declassified them with his mind or not? It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Well, I saved a couple of tweets for you because starting from Mueller, she wrote, starting from the Mueller report, isn't it amazing all of the full circleness? And I know we don't know all the shoes to drop yet, but somebody tweeted the fact that pardoned Paul Manafort, who gave internal data, polling data to the Russian intelligence agent he worked with, was at Mar-a-Lago when the stolen top secret documents were held on premises, is highly problematic. Noel Castler, our friend, said Trump met with Putin 5 times as POTUS. Each time he kept what they said a secret. During his campaign in 2016, he sought and received Russia's help. His son-in-law set up back channels to the Kremlin. When he left office, he stole top secret documents and Putin invaded Ukraine. Probably all a coincidence. I mean, you know, from being in the middle of this for so long, there's going to be other shoes to drop. And I'm not sure we're still capable of being shocked, right, about what Donald Trump would do about, you know, against this country.
No, there's nothing that he wouldn't do that would put us in peril. He doesn't care about the United States or its security in any way, shape, or form. And yeah, I think I tweeted about, like, let's tie all this together, shall we? The fact that, you know, the secrets were, that we had to, you remember back in 2018, we had to exfiltrate one of our spies from Russia because he was put in danger. Do you really think that was just coincidence? I mean, there's just absolutely no way.
Yeah.
Jared gave traitors to the crown intel to Mohammed Bonesaw, who had them either executed or exiled, and then now he gets a $2 billion gift. I mean, it's just really, I think they'll find a lot of things. And one of the things that the DOJ keeps harping on and the ODNI keeps harping on is that, you know, we have to find out where we still haven't recovered all the documents. Mm-hmm. There were 90 empty folders. And we have to continue this risk assessment. And it's linked to the criminal investigation because we have to know where this information went, if it was compromised. The fact that it was just down in Mar-a-Lago in a basement means it was compromised. So it's going to, I think we're going to, you're right, we're going to find out a lot of really, really scary stuff and probably stuff that we won't find out about because it's so top secret.
Well, but you heard what Michael Cohen said, that he has this stuff he stole. He will blackmail the United States government to get out of going to prison, that he will use, I will release whatever it is, nuclear, whatever information. I mean, that's terrifying.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and his lawyers were up there talking to Wyndham last Thursday at Maine Justice, purportedly about, you know, executive privilege assertions over folks like Patsy Maloney and Pat Philbin and Eric Hirschman, who's a riot, by the way.
I love him. More F-bombs per square inch than any lawyer I've seen. on TV thus far. Fantastic.
So it seems he seems a little dom. He seems a little dommy. Like, yes, yeah. Take it easy with your justice.
Get an effing lawyer. Give me the best effing advice I'll ever effing give you. Get an effing criminal defense lawyer. How you doing?
Like he's having some serious parties. So yeah, we just have to very carefully watch that. But I'm wondering if and when he's going to make. He's already like had somebody make a phone call to Merrick Garland saying it's a nice country you got here. Would be a shame if something happened to it. I'm wondering when the outreach will be if he takes these nuclear documents and said, boy, I have some interesting information on the nuclear weapon locations for England. Be a real shame if Putin found out about it. When does it come?
With everything happening around the world right now, Allison, with, Putin, Iran, you look at, I have to say, when, we know that he stole stuff about Macron, don't you think in your head, oh, he probably gave that to Le Pen? I mean, Donald has been part of this axis of autocracy, right, basically.
Right, or he gave it to Putin. I mean, think about who's the only guy who had phone calls with Putin in the early days of the Ukraine invasion. It was Macron.
Yeah, yeah.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
Let's talk about this Matt Gaetz thing, because you tweeted about, him, the career prosecutors recommend no charges for Gaetz and sex trafficking. And you said, given the fact this DOJ has been leak proof and they've stayed true to their policy of not making overt investigative announcements within 60 days of an election, I have serious skepticism about the sources in this reporting. Tell us more about this. The fact that we know he already asked for a pardon in the sex trafficking case, I don't know, leads me to believe that he might be guilty, but you go ahead and what do you think is happening there?
Yeah, well, first of all, just because he is guilty doesn't mean we can prove it in a court of law and that prosecutors would recommend prosecution, because perhaps they don't think they can obtain or maintain. But that is a really sketchy article, isn't it? And by the way, the tweet that you just read was retweeted by the author of the article, which is weird. And his name is Devlin Barrett. And about a year ago, Devlin Barrett wrote a story, and it said the FBI has found no grand conspiracy in the attack on the Capitol on January 6th. Mm. And then 1 week later, Department of Justice issued a grand conspiracy indictment, a seditious conspiracy to be exact, against the Oath Keepers. Devlin Barrett also pops up in Donald Trump's lawsuit to Judge Cannon down in Florida, because his news story that nuclear secrets are included in some of the documents that Donald had at Mar-a-Lago was thinly sourced. Again, one source tells us it wasn't anybody in the DOJ, but he puts that in the article, and then Trump uses that as to say that the DOJ leaks and they're untrustworthy and therefore we have to have a special master and we can't trust them as far as what they say is classified and what isn't classified because of this Devlin Barrett story. And he's quoted Devlin Barrett right there in a footnote. So it's just an interesting, it's not anyone at the DOJ that leaked this. I'm 100% convinced this was a story that came from the Gaetz people. Yeah. Maybe Chuck Johnson, maybe John Solomon, maybe who knows who the source is. We don't, and it's one source and it's not the DOJ. So I don't know. I don't trust it.
Interesting. Well, we shall see. You retweeted him saying, Gates saying, I'm going to play a critical role as the top member of the House Judiciary Committee, where we're going to be driving a lot of oversight and potentially even impeachments. And you just said vote. I mean, the fact that they're already openly talking about impeaching Biden, and nobody has given even a reason yet, but, you know, they're saying, oh, this, there's going to be a lot of pressure on Republicans to vote to impeach Biden. That's exactly what you're going to get if we get a Republican-controlled House, right?
Yeah, oh, the House will definitely impeach him. The Senate won't convict him, but they'll do that. They'll have Fauci. They'll bring Fauci in on trial like Benghazi all over again. You know, even though they're sitting here with the January 6th committee saying there's no cross-examination, there's no this, like treating it like a trial. It's just, you know, they'll do that, the same exact thing they did with Benghazi, and it'll be an S show.
Vote, vote, vote. That's what you can do. And also, as an American, you can download Mueller, She Wrote, and Daily Beans every day, MSWmedia.com. My democracy saving, you're my superhero. Like, you know, what are we again? We're like She-Hulk and Wonder Woman.
Titania.
And Titania.
Bring 5 people to the polls. Yeah, and our How We Win fund, we smashed through our $100,000 goal. So go to How We Win fund, howwewinlive.com, and donate.
I love you, Allison Gill. Goodbye.
Thank you.
See you tomorrow.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader, like that car riding your tail. Or if you're tailgating right now, all those cars doubling as kitchens and living rooms are on AutoTrader too. Are you working out and listening to this ad at the same time? Well, multitasking pro, cars like the ones in the gym parking lot are for sale on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.